Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Siman Shin Gimel. We are on page Tzadi, the page following 178. Siman Shin Gimel is Dine Tachshite Isha. It's the halachas of Tachshitim of an Isha, what she's allowed to go out with on Shabbos. It really connects to a couple of simanim ago when we discussed the Lagabi Yameh, and now we discuss the Lagabi and Isha. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Lo seitzei isha b'chutei tzemer, an isha should not go out with threads of wool, v'lo b'chutei pishtan, and not threads of linen, v'lo b'ritzuo sheberosha, and not with straps that are in her head, on her hair, mipnei shetzricho lahasirum b'shas tfila. The reason she can't go out with these things on Shabbos is because if it becomes time for her to go to the mikvah, she has to remove them. And therefore, chayshinon shema talichem arba amos b'shisarabim. We're concerned that once she takes them off to go to the mikvah, she's going to end up carrying them 4 amos in the rishas harabim. V'imhem kluos b'sahara mutter. However, if they are braided in her hair, so then it's mutter. Because since they're braided in her hair, as we'll see in the Mishabura, she's not allowed to take out the braids on Shabbos, and therefore she won't come to carry them. V'yesh misha oser. And there are those who say, even if they are braided in her hair, it's still going to be oser, and we'll see why. If they are done through weaving, mutter, then it is permissible to go out with them. Because then they're looser, and they do not have to be removed from the tefillah, and again, there's no chash of carrying. Says the Ramah, as long as these threads are not dirty, or they're not coated with gold, because in those cases, specifically the last case, we'll see the Mishaburu will discuss it. If they're coated in gold, then she's going to remove it before she goes to the mikvah in order that it shouldn't get ruined in the water. So let's see the Mishaburu Sif Katan Aleph. We said a woman should not go out b'chute tzemer or chute pishtam or the ritzuo shabirosha akulu koi. This word shabirosha that are on her head is going back on all these things discussed. Ulafuke chutin shabitzavara. It's coming to exclude the threads that she's wearing around her neck, kemosha kasa b'sabbez, like we'll see shortly in sabbez. The reason she can't go out with all these things is because she needs to remove them if she needs to go to the mikvah, the katan beis. Hainu dilma misrami tefillah shel mitzvah. Maybe it will happen that on Shabbos she's going to have a tefillah shel mitzvah. V'suchruch lahasira mipnei chatzitza. And she's going to have to remove these threads because otherwise they would be a chatzitza by the tefillah. V'asir lahasuyinhu dalad amos. And she might come to carry them 4 amos. V'ayim ba'achorim shekosvu delo plug rabbonim etakanto. Look in the Achronim where they write that the Rabbanon would not machalik in the Takana, v'afilu zikena ubesrula lo seitzei. Whatever is not allowed to be worn outside because it has to be removed for a tefillah shel mitzvah, and she might come to carry it, that applies even a woman who's not going to be using a tefillah shel mitzvah like a zikena or a besrula, there's a low plug, it applies to everyone. Everyone would be usher to go out with these items. Sivkotan gimel shemos alichim, she might walk with them 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah. V'dafka b'dvarim ketanim ka'elu hudu chashinim. Dafka by small items like being discussed over here is where we have this concern. Kevon di'af b'chol lefa'omim hinoseis b'yoda. Because even during the week, sometimes she carries them in her hands. Avot dvarim shem ikr malbushim. But things that are part of her ikr malbush, her regular clothing, lo chayshinim lahachi, we're not concerned. De ain't darka leilech bil'odom. Because it's not normal for her to be walking around without them. Ubevadei tilboshem acharat fila. And even though she obviously has to take off all her clothing to go to the mikvah, but she'll put them back on before she walks, so she doesn't normally carry them. But small things that you can manage without, that we're concerned that she might not put it back on, and she might walk away from the Leil Tefillah with these items in her hand. Sipkotan dalad, kluos b'sa'ara mutter. The Mechaber said, but if these threads, whatever they are exactly, but if they are braided in her hair, then it's mutter. Tehaleka l'meichash dilma asir l'asiyinhu. Then we're not worried she might come to carry it. The ha'asura lister kliya sa'ara. Because you're not allowed to take out a braid in your hair on Shabbos, kemosha kasa b'sivcha vav. And therefore it's mutter. And if she has a leil tefillah, she'll make sure before Shabbos to take it out. And if she has it in when Shabbos starts, so there's no leil tefillah, she's not going to take it out, there's no concern, it's mutter. Aye, the Mechaber then said, yesh misha oser. So says the Mishabura Vitam Hayesh Misha Oserhu, the reasoning for the one who asers is, the Dilmukashit Tisrami Lo Tfila Shel Mitzvah. Maybe in a case where she had this, the braids in her hair with the threads in the braids, and it happens she have a Lel Tfila, Tistor HaKliya Al Yidei Eina Yehudis. Maybe she will have a Goy take out the braids on Shabbos, Visotzi HaChutin, and then she'll take out these threads, the Asya Acher Kach LaAsuyinu, and she might come to carry them. Look in the Bach and the Bir Agrah for other reasons. Very interesting note over here, note number 7 from Moshe Feinstein. Gavaldik Ha'ara. Veheir B'shalom Shavazigris Moshe, Shalachora in Tizkor Shayom Shabbos. Lachora, in this case, if the woman realizes it's Shabbos, Vasura Listor Esaran, she understands that it's Asur for her to take out the braids in her hair. And that's why she goes to the goy to take out the braid. So madua yeshlochu shema tishkach ba'usos man. Then why are we concerned that maybe she's going to forget at that same time? V'tavol v'taltal daramis v'sharabim. It's funny. She's going to have a goy take it out because she realizes it's Shabbos. I can't take it out. So now she's going to forget it's Shabbos and carry it for Amos Lechor Refrak Rav Moshe. Once she has the realization that she can't take out the braid because it's Shabbos, she's not going to come to carry it either because she realizes it's Shabbos. That's the Ha'orah that Rav Moshe makes over here. But Lamaisa, the Mechaber brings a Machlokas, if it's braid in her hair, if it's Mutar Aser, again, the Tzad to be Matir is that she obviously doesn't have a Lel Tfila, otherwise she wouldn't have had the braid in because it can't be taken out. The Tzad to say it's Aser is that she might have a Goy take out the braid for her, and then she might come to carry these threads in the Rishus HaRabim. Sivkotan Hey, the Mechaber said, if it's a Maisa Ariga, it's Mutar. Dahani lo mahatki shapir. If it's a maisa ariga, if it was woven, so then it doesn't get very tight. Velo chaitzi, and then it's not a chatzitza, so if she doesn't have to take it off of the mikvah, she won't come to carry it. The ayin yoredei asim in kutzadiches. This sosam shav misiv gimel. There the mechaber writes, da misiv gimel, the dafka keshe maisa ariga hayu chalulin. It's dafka when the maisa ariga is loosely woven, oz ein sricha lasirim. Woven is not enough, it has to be done loosely, and that way water can get in, that way it's not a chatzitza, and she doesn't have to remove it, and she won't come to carry. Sivkotan vav, shelo yu metunafos. So the Ramah said over here, in this last case, which we were matir, if it's a maisa riga, it's mutter, she's not going to take it off of the tefillah, but Zakhtar Ramah, that's only if these threads are not dirty, or they're not coated in gold. The oz may siran kadeshal istanfu amayim, then she'll take it off so she shouldn't get it ruined in the water. Says the Mishabura, dikashachutim mitunat betitva refesh. If the threads are dirty, they have mud and then dirt on them, hamayim mimachin asatit, then the water is going to start melting away the mud that is there. Umalachlech besaron baliyasam enatfila. So if there's mud on these threads and she takes them into the mikveh, the water gets muddy, and Mamela, when she comes out of the mikveh, she's going to get muddy. The alkein darko lahasir mitchila. And therefore, it would be the normal thing for her to do, to take it off before she goes to the mikveh. The kevan deshakila mishum tinuf. And once she's taking it off because of this dirt, asir lasuyinu, there is a concern she's going to carry it. So the heter that we have over here, if it's a maisa riga, a loose weaving of the threads, and therefore she's allowed to go in the mikveh with it, but that's only going to be okay, says the Ramah, if they're not dirty. If they're dirty, we're afraid, even though it's not a chatzitza, she's going to take it off because she doesn't want to come out of the mikveh muddy, and then we're concerned she might come to carry it. That is by the case of the threads being metunafos. Now the Mishabur explains, v'chein keshachutim mushavim. So too, if these threads are coated with gold, gam kein misirasam kodem atfila, she also will take them off before she goes to the mikvah, kedei shelo yestanfu hachutim me'amayim, so that the chutim should not get ruined in the water. Ve'as ye'achar kach la'asuyinu, and she's going to come to carry them afterwards. Ve'yesh omrim, oh, there are those who write further, de'muchuyeves b'chol ze lohasir kodem atfila mishum chatzitza, that in these cases, where it's dirty, or where it's coated in gold, she has to take it off before the mikvah because of chatzitza, kevan shemakpedes aleyan. Since she's makped on not going into the mikvah with them, so that makes it usher to go in the mikvah with them, that's called a mir hamakbed, and that's a chatzitza, and she must take it off. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abbas, Mutter lotzeis b'chutin shebetzavara. So in Sif Aleph, we discussed these chutin that are in her hair, and that what we said was a problem. because she might take them off when she needs a tefillah. But the Mechaber says in Zeh Beis, if these threads, these chutim are around her neck, so that's mutter. Why? Shehem refuyim, because they're loose around her neck. Ve'ena tzricha lahasirum b'shas tefillah. She doesn't have to take it off of the shas tefillah. She's not going to come to carry it. Aval bikatlo shevitzavara aser. But if it's not chutim around her neck, it's a katlo around her neck, it's aser. Mipnei shetzricha lahasirum b'shas tefillah. That she has to take off before the tefillah. Lefi shehi mahadekes osa kedei shetiroa balas basar. What a katla is something that's tied around her neck to make her look a little bit heavier. She wants to look heavier, so she wears this katla. It's tight-fitting. It's a chatzitza that she has to take off. Melech can't go out with it on Shabbos. V'chashinim dom ha'asya la'asuit al ramos b'shash rabim. There we have a concern. She might take it off and come to carry it for Amos in the Rishas Rabim. V'lotze b'totefes. She also can't go out on Shabbos with a totefes. V'hu kemin tzitz. That is like the plate of the Kohen Gadol on the forehead, umagia meozen laozen, it goes from one ear to the other ear. Velobis shabitin, she can't go out with shabitin. What is that? Vugam kain tzitz, that's also a plate on the forehead. Ve'eno magia ela ad lechayeha, and it only goes down till her cheeks. Shekorachto al rosha, she wraps it around her head. Ve'sole lo al lechayeha mikan mikan, she has things hanging down to her cheeks on both sides. Vehu she'enam tvurin b'svacha. This is only true if it's not attached to her hairnet. The chayshina and dilma shalfa laachsuye vaasir laachsuye daramis is rabim. Then we're worried she might come laachbuye, rather she might come to show them off, and she'll come to carry 4 hours with shirabim. If it's not attached to her head covering, it's easier to take them off, and we're worried she might take them off to show them, and she'll carry them. Aval im tfurim lekelamechash lahachya mutter. However, if they are sewn onto her hairnet, in which case there's no concern she can take off her hairnet to have her hair be revealed, so then she's not going to come to carry them, and then it's mutter to go out with them on Shabbos. The Rama says, V'yesh omrim de besula she'eno chasheses legili rosha. A girl who is a besula, who does not, is not concerned with going out with her hair uncovered. Afilu tfura b'svach aser. So for her, even if these things are attached to her hairnet, it's still going to be aser. The chashinu shema tisireha im svacha v'asil asuye. She might take off the whole hairnet and come to carry it in Rosh Hashanah. So if she's married, she's makbid not to uncover her hair. So then it's only a problem if these things are not attached. Once they're attached to her hairnet, so she's not taking off her hairnet, so it's mutter. But a basula who's not worried about taking off everything from her head, because she could have her hair uncovered, so even if it is attached, it's still a concern. She might take off the whole head covering and come to carry in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishabura, Sif Katan Zayin, the first thing we discussed was the chutim around the neck are mutter to be worn outside on Shabbos because they are loose. She'enom mahatkan b'chozek. Because you don't tighten them very much. She'eno choneches atzma. She doesn't want to choke herself, so she keeps them loose. Ma she'en kein bekatla, which is not the case in number two of the mechaber of the katla. She'ritzua rechava. What exactly is the katla? It's a strip that is wide. Kidal kameh b'siv zayin, like we'll see tomorrow, Mr. Shemin siv zayin. Ve'eno choneches. And since it's wider, if it's tight, it doesn't choke her. Ve'ha delo asru b'chutim mishum dilma shofu machviya. And that which we're not concerned with the chutin, that maybe she'll take them off to show them off, we're only worried by a tachshit, an adornment, that she'll take off to show. But if it's just something that's around her neck, it's not considered a tachshit, there's no concern she's going to show it. And if it's not tight, there's no concern she's going to take it off because she can go to the mikveh with it. Therefore, it's mutter. But this katla we're discussing over here, as we said, it is tight, and therefore it is a problem. It's not going to choke her because it's wide, but it's a problem, as the Mishabura explains, the katan ches lefi shei mahadekes. Because it is tight, therefore it's a problem. Hainu. To mishum hachi yesh bazem mishum chatzitza. Since it is tight on her neck, so she look like a bala. Therefore, it would be a chatzitza if she goes to the mikveh. The after the kamebis of Zion mashma, even though as we'll see tomorrow, and says Zion it's mashma the tama israhu mishum davidavar choshev. When we see tomorrow that the reason why it's aser is because it's an important thing. V'chayshin and dilma sholfa umachvia, and she might take it off to show it to her friends. Hasa mayri berufuya saviv tzavara. There we're discussing a katla which is loose around her neck. So therefore the concern over there is she still might take it off because she wants to show it. The hachabit over here, kishimahadekas, where it's tied around her neck, kadesha teirah balas basar, so she should look like a balas basar, menela lo shofa me'aleha. So she's not going to take it off because she wants to have that appearance. Sha'az lo teirah balas basar. If she takes it off, she loses the whole point. Afilu hachi asura. Here we're saying, even so, it's asur. Mishum detzricha la'asira mishum chatzitza. So there's two separate issues with this item. If it's loose around your neck, so then it's more of a tachshit. She might take it off to show it. But over here where it's tight, there's a separate problem of a chatzitza. And therefore, she cannot wear it in either case. Sivkotan tes. This is going on the Mechaber that says that if they are not attached to the svacha, if they're not attached to the hairnet, then it's a problem. Chayshin and dilma shofa lachvuye v'asir l'asir that amos. Zavta mishabur demine tachshit him. It's a type of a tachshit, it's an adornment, and therefore we're afraid she'll show it off. But in Sivkotan yud is going on, if they're attached to the hairnet, there's no concern. She can't take off her hair covering. She'enu notelos asvacha meirosha. She's not taking off the hairnet from her head. Bishus harabim kidei shelo tizkala sa'ara. So her hair shouldn't be revealed, and therefore it's mutter. We'll stop here and continue with Shem tomorrow with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.